With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let us tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right?
It's really cool, and it's so easy. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask.
And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity.
Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, the challenges that she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever.
Face it, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. My own mom, when I gave her MyLifeInABook.com, let me tell you something. They ask great questions like, what was your favorite childhood game? And when she told me, I was concerned, okay? I was concerned for my past mama, future mama. They played rough.
So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code FRANGELA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day.
That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code FRANGELA for 10% off today.
Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Mm. Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like...
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just wrong and evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
Feeling tired all the time. Poor sleep.
Yes. And no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. Okay.
I know you do.
Okay. So Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FRANGELA at checkout.
Mm-hmm. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FRANGELA for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Liz Winstead.
I'm Moji Alawode-El.
And we're the hosts of Feminist Buzzkills, the only weekly podcast that helps you navigate the post-Roe hellscape.
We dissect all the news from that sketchy intersection of abortion and misogyny with our guests, the abortion providers and activists working on the ground. Plus, we have amazing comedians to help us laugh through the rage.
Feminist Buzzkills drops Fridays wherever you get your pod fix. Listen and subscribe, because when BS is popping, we pop off.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got
the pants. Awesome.
And that's a v-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself, and they've expanded way beyond underwear too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at tomboyx.com. That's tomboyx.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Frances Callion.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week!
Week.
I want to thank you again for sending us idiots to idiotoftheweekweekweek@gmail.com.
We really appreciate it.
And for tuning into this podcast and all of the podcasts on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. You should do it now if you're not subscribing to them, all of them.
And guess what? We have a show October 23rd, Madison, Wisconsin, at the Barrymore Theater.
That's right.
You can go to sexyliberal.com, pick up those tickets, and even if you're not in Wisconsin, we got you covered.
That's right.
Because you can go and get tickets for the pay-per-view event no matter where you are on this green
earth.
That's
right. It'll be a she lost her pen. That's what you heard.
I was so excited.
A pay-per-view of the live show, and it's absolutely, it's exciting because all four of the Sexy Liberal acts will be there for this show.
Yes.
Stephanie, Mama Miller, John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and of course us, we will all be there together. And I can't wait for this show. And really, if you are able to go to the Madison show, you do have to show proof of vaccination, which we doubt is a problem. But just to know that. And then, of course, if you can't go or whatever, like Frances said, get the pay-per-view.
Get the pay-per-view.
What are you doing?
Don't do that to you.
Don't do that
live
to you.
Live stand up. Come on.
It's going to be amazing.
Great. You can also join us if you're not currently a Patreon of podcast.
That's right.
You can become that.
Did you know that? You go to patreon.com and look up Frangela and you can support this black-owned business.
Yes, you can. And we really appreciate and give our thanks to everybody.
Oh, I tell you how much we appreciate
doing it right now.
Because there is a problem in the economics. And so we are very appreciative of your support. So
yes,
thank you very much
are.
For that. Also, if you want to send or receive a special video message from us, then go to Cameo.
Yes.
And look up for Angela, cameo.com. We can give you a birthday message, a pep talk, a excuse for your boss, whatever you need, and you can give it as a gift.
Yes. And then we want to thank the people who are here and always invite you to join us Tuesdays at 1 p.m. For Idiot of the Week live on Facebook on the Frangela Duo Facebook page.
So I see Laura and Stacey. I think I said hi to you before, maybe. Then hello.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us.
And you can always join us for the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday morning for the
Black Power Hour.
That's when?
That is when Stephanie Miller becomes Stephanie Mills.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. Should we get started?
Absolutely.
This is from Erica C.
Thank you, Erica.
Thank
you. We love
you
and appreciate you.
Frontier Airlines passenger taped to seat after allegedly groping and assaulting crew. Now, I know many of you have probably seen the video, but we had to take the opportunity to talk about this idiot.
Yeah, a 22-year-old passenger faces three misdemeanor charges, and frankly, I think there should be more.
Yes.
After allegedly groping two flight attendants and assaulting a third. Now, I didn't see the groping on the video that they showed, but I saw the punch. I don't know why we gotta keep saying alleged.
Yes.
But in any case, a passenger aboard Frontier Airlines. Now, Frontier
is...
let's discuss Frontier for a minute.
It's Spirit's baby cousin.
It's Spirit adjacent.
It is Spirit adjacent.
It's related. You know what it is? Frontier Airlines to me is like Spirit having worked the steps.
Yes.
Like Spirit has been clean for like 6 to 8 months.
I didn't even go that far.
Really?
45 days.
45 days in,
But not exactly sober, but clean. You know what I would say Frontier is? Frontier is the child of Southwest in spirit. Southwest.
Ooh, right. Well, Southwest had some things I liked about
well,
Southwest.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Right. Southwest was the decent parent.
Right.
Halfway right. decent parent.
Right. And the
that
thing
was
is,
showing up and going to the meetings and going
right,
to,
right,
to
right.
things.
And went to the PTA, went to the child conferences,
yes,
the counseling, you know,
yes,
all that. Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But spirit, you know.
Spirit
just keeps on going back out.
Spirit is just the problem.
Yes.
But Frontier is somewhere above that. But
yeah,
in any case, the video is worth seeing because basically while traveling from Philadelphia to Miami, Maxwell Wilkinson Berry was caught on camera. He was shouting at the flight crew and other passengers, and it is worth to see this idiot.
Yes.
Screaming, "My parents are worth more than fucking $2 million goddamn dollars," he
yeah.
shouted. He continued to cry that out, and people are laughing because they're like, "What is wrong with you?"
Yeah.
And they're pissed. I'm like, "Oh, shut up, man." And he keeps screaming about how much money his parents are worth.
And his grandfather's an attorney.
Okay, none of these are your achievements.
Well,
what you are, Maxwell, is an idiot who's getting arrested on a flight.
Yeah.
They may have accomplished some things, but guess what they didn't accomplish? Raising a decent human being.
That's right.
That is not one of their gifts.
Right. Well, the video shows passengers erupting with laughter as Berry continued to scream, and then it cuts to Berry taking a swing at a male flight attendant during a physical altercation. The flight attendant called for help, and other members of the flight crew can be seen coming to his aid. The video then cuts to the same male flight attendant securing Berry to his seat, utilizing a large roll of what, Angela?
My personal favorite tool,
yes,
duct tape.
Angela, I'm going to tell you something.
I love duct tape.
Angela can find a use for duct tape in every situation.
Duct tape, it has stopped more than one bleeding finger in my life.
Yes. Passengers, once again, can be heard laughing and cheering in the background.
That's right. So this video has been viewed 9.7 million times, probably more than that right now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I get really pissed at motherfucking Maxwell Wilkinson Berry.
Yes.
He's on quote as saying he was treated like livestock. This will forever be the most dehumanizing experience of my entire life. Oh, wait. Wait, Maxwell. Let me explain something to you. Boo-boo, this is you 22. It's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse.
It's going to get much worse. If we're starting here at 22, many people laughed and ridiculed me as I was mistreated by staff of a professional, and professionals capitalized, airline. How is it that this starting the story at the end?
Right. It's the thing I hate the most.
It's what children do.
Exactly.
They start at the part that's convenient to them.
For them. Treated like livestock because you were acting like a fucking animal.
You got treated
how you were behaving.
Thank you. So I guess he spilled his own drink on his shirt, went to the bathroom, and came out without a shirt on.
Yeah.
Maxwell, the problem, you were the one treating you like livestock.
Yes.
You were taking off your own clothes. You a problem.
Yeah.
So he wandered about the plane for 15 minutes.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine my husband?
No, he wouldn't be able to.
No,
they don't want you. I have been patrolled walking to the bathroom.
I'm telling you.
You know, so no. He allegedly grabbed a flight attendant's breast. He was arrested when the plane finally touched down. And part of the issue has been here. The Frontier said that the crew was suspended because the passenger wasn't restrained using the proper procedures. What exactly are those procedures?
Yeah.
Because are you telling me that, because I'm going to tell you what duct tape was, really highly effective.
That's right.
Because they duct tape his and his mouth so that everybody could have a safe flight.
Yeah.
Without having to hear Maxwell go on and on and on about what the other people in his family had achieved. And his own malfeasance being totally ignored.
Matt, I'm going to tell you something. Maxwell is a problem. He was a problem from get-go. What I also believe is that they overserved him.
This is the thing. I'm telling you, if we can ever get in charge of editing, if I was this whoever originally wrote this piece, I'd be like, I need to know where they got booze.
Yep.
Because if they were drunk in the airport, and then they shouldn't have been allowed on the plane if they were that drunk. Because I have been involved in keeping somebody from flying who was wasted.
Yeah.
So, number one. Number two, did they serve him more on the plane?
And you know what? Here's the other problem, too, is prescription drugs.
Well, and my, I hate to have to say it, but I don't think we can handle having booze on planes.
I know, that's a, it, for me to say that, you know, but I think especially in this environment where they're
I don't know who she is.
The Federal Aviation Administration reported 3,271 cases of unruly behavior by passengers in the first half of this year.
Yeah, that, well,
that included 2,475 instances where passengers refused to comply with the federal mask mandate.
Yeah.
So, well over half, like we're at 75% maybe even, not quite, but you know, we're passing, where it's the mask.
Yeah.
In my view, at this point, not only do I need more airlines, and I don't know if any other airlines besides United have said you have to have a vaccination. Mm. Or what, did they say that?
I don't know.
Or the mask mandate. But in any case, flight attendants at this point are basically sheriffs in the Wild West.
That's right. That's right. And they have to protect themselves and others. And the reality is that you've got somebody walking around the plane for 15 minutes.
Shirtless and abusive. And assaulting
touching,
people.
And assaulting women, grabbing their breasts.
If duct tape was ever necessary. And I mean, if I... Here's, I'm going to tell you the truth. Had I been the flight attendant, if I'd had, I'd opened up the little kit and it had been like proper restraints and duct, I'm going for the duct tape.
That's right.
Because I know the duct tape won't fail me.
Yeah.
And I just got, and they just held him back and duct tape his ass. Bam. People had a flight.
The man was violent.
He was absolutely, it assaulted at least three people. Like
he was
violent. Absolutely, I don't know. People, you know what? I also think he shouldn't be allowed to fly ever again.
No.
Any airline.
No. At 22. Nope. You know how you gonna get to Oregon?
Mm-hmm.
By horse and buggy.
That's right. You're gonna have to you have to go the old time and time away.
That's
because
right.
You have proven that you cannot handle mechanization.
That's right. Next up, this is from Gary C. Thank you very much. Two brothers fought at a Florida Walmart until one dropped his gun. It's a short story.
Avon Park, Florida.
Yes, of course it was Florida.
Mm-hmm.
There was no threat, apparently. This is the sheriff's office saying that there was no threat to the public after concerned residents were worried about a fight inside the Walmart. According to police, two brothers got into a fight at the customer service area. During the struggle, a gun that was being legally carried by one of the men fell to the ground.
Okay. There were no shots fired and nobody used the gun as a threat, the department said. The store was evacuated by management. And this is where I go, I have to ask this question. Why was the store evacuated?
Why?
I have to say, Francis, for me, this is Florida.
It is.
And there are only two places for a real, like, the right way for a family conflict to go down.
Mm-hmm.
That's either in your front lawn.
That's right.
Or at the Walmart.
At the Walmart. They
and
were
maybe
having the fight at the appropriate place.
And maybe the cousins were already fighting on the lawn. So he had to go to the only other place you're allowed to have a family feud involving a gun that doesn't get used. The Walmart. This is what I expect at a Florida Walmart. In fact, if this doesn't happen at a Florida Walmart, I'm going to feel like I got robbed of an experience.
Well, also, I expected then for prostitutes to come up and be like, hey, you want to go in the bathroom?
Yeah, what is going
that's
on?
That's a Walmart.
What, is suddenly there are laws inside of Walmarts? Like, I mean, now? Now you can't do stuff at Walmart? Where else are you supposed to do? You're crazy.
The two brothers were placed under arrest, one for two accounts of, I don't know what this is, affray.
Affray. I don't know if that's a mistype or if, you know, it's Florida. They can have different ways of doing things.
And the others for one account of affray and one count of being in possession of a handcuff key.
Which is an interesting.
Yeah.
And also makes me worry. You know what makes me worry? There's somebody at home locked up. And that they went to jail and that person is sitting there like, I'm ready, baby.
And what were they arguing about? And he's like, let her go. And he's like, not today.
Baby, this was cute a minute ago. I'm hungry. Like, come on, man. But that's to me, I just don't understand why you get arrested for this.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't.
Next up, this is from Erica C. Thank you. Arizona man who cut off a finger while slashing neighbor's tires is arrested.
Now, when you first hear that, what you're probably thinking is, so he went to go slash a neighbor's tire and he cut off his finger, and so he probably went to the emergency room and all that, and that's how he got caught. You wish, but you know, if you know Idiot of the Week, that if the stupid isn't, that's not stupid enough.
No,
it's much worse than that. Kevin Johnson.
Yeah.
He's been charged with criminal damage, assault, threatening and intimidating, and disorderly conduct, stemming from both tire slashing and a disagreement the previous night that apparently led to the incident.
Oh, Lord.
Apparently, Francesca Wyckoff found the slashed tires and the finger
along with a trail of blood leading to Johnson's house.
Oh, man.
When she came outside the morning after. Mm. Now, the night before, Johnson, quote, invited himself. I believe that's called not being invited.
Exactly. That's called crashing.
Yeah, because there is no procedure called self-invitation. Mm-mm. That just doesn't happen. So, to a gathering at his neighbor's house where he reportedly became intoxicated. I'd like to call foul on that because I believe he walked in intoxicated.
Yes.
Okay. And belligerent. And I believe he walked in belligerent.
Yep. Are y'all going to have a party, not invite me?
I am the party, Francesca.
I'm the neighbor.
There ain't no party on Kevin Johnson's block without the KJ.
Ain't no party like a West Side party, because the West Side party don't stop.
Francesca with your highfalutin name. Can't invite me to shit.
Totally.
I have feelings.
That's basically audio from
yes.
the incident.
Yes.
So apparently he tried to pick a fight with Francesca's husband and then shoved her before the neighbors asked him to go. So she said she was fairly certain the tire slasher was Johnson, and not just because of the incident, but because she said my other neighbor heard him yelling and crying probably around 10:30 p.m., so he figured that's when it happened.
You know
he
what?
Cut off his own finger, left the finger there.
And went home crying.
Went home crying. So that when they went to his house, you know, they walked in and he was like, that wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Blood
that
everywhere.
Just all over his hand, finger missing. And they took his finger. And I hope they did take that little fingertip and match it up to his finger to go, you know what, Kevin, we think this is you.
This is you.
We
Kevin.
Really think this is you.
This is you.
To me, perfect karma.
Yeah. You're going to go out. Here's the thing. He's drunk and belligerent, but it just shows exactly who he is.
And why you weren't invited to the party, Kevin.
Exactly.
Kevin.
Didn't you go and slash the they let you stay for a while, but you couldn't even let that happen.
Somebody.
That's right.
And get thrown out.
Get
and
thrown
you
out.
Always do. Remember, we got these two friends who we love. And they're both lovely people separately. But for some reason, ooh, if they both are drinking in the same location, shit gets wrong.
It's
like
wrong,
all of a sudden, we've got like management coming up to us and being like, are those people in your party? And you're like, oh. And but they are two of the most sedate
people on their own.
I think Kevin is always a problem.
Yes, yes.
And I think that there's a neighborhood intervention in the works.
Absolutely. And you know what? This is what you get. You go and slash somebody's tires.
Your neighbor. I maintain, I said this recently to a friend of mine. It's like, the one conflict that I absolutely advise everyone to stay away from is the neighbor conflict.
Oh, girl.
And I mean, if you have to agree to some bullshit you don't believe in, because...
You know why I'm looking at you?
Why?
Because of my neighbor situation.
Well,
it's your fault.
I'm just saying. The thing is that here's the thing. I believe in being friendly and neighborly.
I don't.
But on more than that, I believe that if you have an issue with your neighbors, really ask yourself, are you prepared to be the thing that dominates your life? Is this issue big enough that it be... Because the thing I've noticed with neighbor conflicts is people end up missing fingers and having issues. And you've bought...
And having to wash a neighbor.
And having to wash your neighbor, which is a whole other... she don't listen to this, does she?
No, she doesn't.
Okay, basically, here's the deal. You know, when I said neighborly, in my defense, when I said you should be more neighborly, what I meant was you say, hi, how are you? And when they say, hi, how are you? You're not going to find and scuttle into your apartment. You stop and maybe have a brief chat.
I did that. And what happened, Angela?
You end up washing your neighbor. And I don't know how that happened, because that's never happened to me. I mean,
go be nice to your neighbor, Francis. Be talk to your neighbors. I ain't talked to these people in 21 years. And you know what I was? I wasn't a washer of a neighbor, is what I wasn't.
This is not a lie.
This is not a lie.
She's been bathing her neighbor. It's a whole... I want to ask you, there's no candles, no music.
There's no...
Okay, good. That was an unexpected turn of events when I suggested you be more neighborly.
I can't even.
I want to take the hit on that, because had I known...
Yeah, you got to take the hit.
I'll take the hit on that.
Take the hit.
I don't know what happened.
Take the goddamn hit.
Is there something
I've
in the way?
I've seen things.
Maybe there's something in the way that you said, yeah, I'm great. How are you? It said, I would totally bathe you. Is that what happened? What were you wearing? What were you wearing?
T-shirt and jeans.
Well,
we'll be right back after these messages.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got the pants.
Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself, and they've expanded way beyond underwear too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at tomboyx.com. That's tomboyx.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. That sounds like you every morning. You're not alone.
Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women. Until now.
Introducing the new GenuCell Serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix.
Susan from New Jersey wrote, I've been using GenuCell for a couple of months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids.
Woo! Not only Susan, folks, we use it and love it.
Daily.
Let me tell you something. My husband does not leave the house without it.
No. He will cover his eyes and run right back into the bathroom.
Yes, he will.
I've seen him do it.
Yes, he will. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. We guarantee it.
Order now and get 50% off all GenuCell packages for summer. Go to lovegenucell.com/Stephanie.
Again, that's love, GenuCell.com/Stephanie. lovegenucell.com/Stephanie.
We're putting the band back together.
Sexy Liberal is in person again, this time in Madison.
Okay, fine. Madison it is.
At the Barrymore Theater, October 23rd. All four cast members will be on stage performing together.
But going into Wisconsin.
Stephanie Miller.
Can I just go with Bunker Bitch? How many times did you actually shit your diaper in your little bunker?
John Fugelsang.
What a pleasure it is to be in a room full of so many atheists doing the Lord's work.
Comedy duo Frangela.
Y'all are some sexy liberals.
Yes.
And Hal Sparks.
I got kicked out of the South for thinking too much.
All live and in person at the Barrymore Theater in Madison on October 23rd. But if you can't get to Wisconsin in October, the show will also be simulcast live via pay-per-view on MeetHook. Come see the show live or stay at home and watch in the comfort of your living room. A limited number of post-show meet and grope tickets will be available at the Barrymore Show.
And please, all attendees need to be vaccinated to attend the live show.
October 23rd at the Barrymore in Madison. Sexy Liberal returns.
Welcome back. Next up, this is from Jeff Y. Operation Unicorn. Robbery suspects, bizarre fetish leads to arrest. Okay, this is
This is a journey. You know we love a journey.
Yes.
Three porch pirates were busted in a $115,000 Colorado crime spree. Now, Colorado was weird for me in this.
Mm-hmm.
Although spree suggests that obviously they got away with it for a long time, so it can't be Florida.
Right.
But what got them caught was apparently they had someone in this crew, because there were three people in the crew,
right,
had been leaving behind rainbow-colored unicorn figurines and drawings of unicorns from the places that they robbed. Now, these Shane Michael Phillips, 21, Marie Allens Roman, 36, mm-hmm. and Adrian Cisco Quintana, 44. They are facing 53 different criminal charges as part of what police are calling the Operation Unicorn.
Yeah. The suspects' quote-unquote affection for unicorns is what helped tie the crimes together.
They allegedly targeted 46 different locations across Boulder.
Yes. All right. And the unicorn figurines and drawings were found at some of those locations. More than one is crazy.
Well, okay, I'm going to say all of them are crazy. You know why?
Why?
I'm going to tell you how theft works real quick. An instructional Frangela moment. When you are thieving, you take things. You don't leave things. Leaving things at Santa.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. Or Amazon.
Right.
They leave things.
Right.
You don't, when you're taking things, you should take, you're there to take, not leave.
Yes.
Leaving the unicorns, I'm going to tell you, there's a lot, I am desperate. If you know these people, I would give anything to be able to talk to them because I have a theory.
Hmm.
Apparently, this went on for 4 months.
Yes.
They stole multiple cars, which, and multiple packages. But I'm like, cars, felony grand auto theft is not, you know, a small crime here. They caught two of them. They caught Phillips and Roman, but Quintana was still at large. I believe Quintana is the unicorn person.
Me too, me too. Police said that they aren't sure whether the suspects intentionally left behind the unicorns.
Oh, what, they just fall out their pockets?
But you know what? But yes, what I kind of love about it is it's kind of like the Joker or the Riddler. You know how like Riddler would leave a Riddler? Yeah, a calling card.
But okay, that's a cartoon.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not real.
Why can't you have fun when you steal?
Because you're there to steal. And leaving behind identifying markers that link, these could have just been crimes, but you've now been linked because of this to like dozens, over 40 of these crimes. And literally, they would be harder for them to do that if you hadn't left anything at every location.
You got to look at your crew.
Take. It's not a give. It's a take. It's not a reciprocation. And mind you, stealing somebody's car, a unicorn drawing, no matter how beautiful, they're not going to go, you know what? My car is stolen, but I got this unicorn figurine, so it's all good. That's not how it works.
That's not how it
and
works.
And I think, Quintana, I'm going to tell you something. Phillips and Roman, you got a problem.
Yep.
Your crew wasn't tight right.
And that wasn't right.
And you know that Quintana's always talking about unicorns.
Yes.
Unicorns.
I love unicorns.
Yeah, we know. We've got
rainbow unicorns. Can we leave
they're
a unicorn?
Real. No.
They're real.
Look, no.
I love corns.
We got three cars to steal, okay? We're going Fast and Furious this shit.
Is one of them a unicorn?
There are no unicorns. Why the hell is he in our crew? Why are you in our crew? You know it's him.
I know.
You know it.
I know. Last up, this is from Laura F. Thank you very much. Woman sues McDonald's after complaining that a cheeseburger advertisement was so irresistible it caused her to break her fast during Lent.
I don't know if you can give this information out or not. I don't know what the rules are at the Kalyer Holinsky School of Scammery. Is this person a graduate of your university?
I think she might be.
Can you confirm or deny?
I can't confirm
because,
or deny.
This smells so Kalyer Holinsky all over it. Okay, so a woman, apparently, Kristina Ovchinnikova. We're going to call her K.O.
Yeah.
Said she hadn't eaten meat in a month when the ad made her give in. She was seeking $14 as compensation for sustained moral damage. That's 1,000 rubles, apparently.
Yeah.
And she's in Russia, and apparently, so she'd been out fast, okay?
Yeah, during Lent.
It was Lent. She's Orthodox Christian.
She tried to take it seriously.
Yeah, she was trying to stay away from meat and other animal products during the 6-week period leading up to Easter, okay?
Yeah.
But apparently, when that commercial came on,
ooh,
featuring cheeseburgers and chicken nuggets, it drove KO crazy.
It did.
And it somehow got in the way of her relationship with her God.
Yes.
And she was forced. She felt compelled against her will.
By the devil himself.
By the devil himself. Okay. Into eating to get this McDonald's. So this is a quote from her. When I saw an advertising banner, I could not help myself. I visited McDonald's and bought a cheeseburger. Number one, I have to say, whoever did this ad campaign, McDonald's, you've got to give them
raise.
More money, a promotion, something. Number two, there is a big part of me, and I mean a big part of me, maybe it's because I'm hungry right now, that I want to agree with her about this.
I do too.
Because there are times, and stay with me, there are times when I feel we are being specifically targeted.
Yes.
They know we're weak. Okay. They know. How come? And I've told you this. I used to live on a block where like right behind me was a Baskin Robbins.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have, and they still do this, the most ridiculous sales in the world. Like it would be like if you buy one ice cream scoop, right? You get 4 gallons free. And I look at that, I'm like, the profit margin doesn't, it can't be that great.
Right.
So what I feel that is this, these are places that have been put here by the devil or by terrorist organizations, because they know they can stop America by just getting us full of ice cream and McDonald's. And I understand, you know, when they had those In-N-Out commercials with the cheese on the wrapper?
Mm-hmm.
That one used to get me hard,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
I would just, that didn't come out the way I wanted to, that sentence.
Well, according the news, she said in a lawsuit, in the actions of McDonald's, I see a violation of the consumer protection law. I asked the court to investigate, and if a violation has taken place, to oblige McDonald's LLC to compensate me for my moral damage in the amount of 1,000 rubles.
Here is my problem, though, as is usual for me, Francis.
Hmm.
Maybe this was your test, KO.
And you fail.
And you fail. Maybe God, you've been fasting, you've been praying, but are you really there?
No.
And maybe God sensed that you weren't really there. And so God said, I'm going to give her a good test. Throw up a good McDonald's commercial.
Boom.
Now. And you know what?
You fail.
And I get that you want to blame. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe we need to ask ourselves, do the food commercials need to be so delicious looking? That's something we just have to put up with.
Well, let's review. We got the Frontier's airline passenger taped to a seat after allegedly groping and assaulting the crew.
My parents are worth $2 million.
Yeah. Two brothers fought at a Florida Walmart Mart until one dropped his gun.
An Arizona man who cut off his finger while slashing his neighbor's tires.
Operation Unicorn. Leaving unicorns at crime scenes,
basically.
Yeah.
And the woman who sues McDonald's after complaining that cheeseburger advertisement made her break her fast during Lent.
I know who I'm going with. The Arizona man who cut off his finger while slashing his neighbor's tires.
Because that is a pretty hard one to ignore.
That's really hard, because even though he was drunk, this is his base metal. This is his base
person. Yeah.
And this is stupid.
Yeah.
You're now missing a finger.
And he left it there. He didn't even try to get...
No.
Yeah. And I'm tempted with him, but I'm going to go with Operation Unicorn.
Ooh.
And this is why. At over 46 locations. And I know this. I just got a call from the police department because, you know, my car got stolen.
Mm-hmm.
My 20-year-old Toyota Corolla. I don't know if y'all know this, but it got stolen on the lot of the dealership where it was being fixed because the keys were in it. It was left running. But anyway, I got a call from a police officer because they found the person they think stole the car. And apparently what he does is he just goes around dealerships, waits to see if there's a car with keys in it, steals the car, and then goes to Vegas and just like hangs in Vegas and I assume has a good time, then comes back and tries to ditch the car. And they were letting me know because they were asking, apparently it sounds like he said he knew me and that I let him have the car. So like, do you know a man named whatever? And I'm like, no. And they're like, yeah, we just got to ask him and we know that you don't know him.
Right.
But I found it amazing to me that basically this person, they continually do the same thing.
Yeah.
And now they're busted. This is my problem with this situation. Okay, maybe one unicorn. Maybe you were having a unicorn needy
moment.
Day.
A moment.
Right. And you're like, I need a unicorn moment to continue my crime spree.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot leave things behind. Those become ways to identify you.
Angela, there was a time in this country.
There was a time.
There was a time in this country where people got on a plane.
That's right. That's
they right. Set their ass down.
Right. I remember putting on a slip.
Ooh, yes. Your
and some patent leather shoes.
Your fine fineries, right?
You were supposed to look nice.
Yes, you looked like you were
respectable.
Respectable.
Responsible.
And you were going out on a voyage of an experience.
This problem started when we started letting people show up with dirty children.
That's right.
That's right. That's where this problem started. But there was a time in this country, Francis, when if you were getting uppity, you would say, do you know who I am? Not do you know who my parents and grandfather and other people besides me? Because I'm an idiot asshole who hasn't done anything. But you know these other people, they did stuff. They aren't here with me because I'm a problem and they would never travel with me. But pay attention to that.
Angela, there was a time in this country, if you found yourself slashing tires,
right,
it was somebody you had been in a relationship with.
That's right. That is a total breakup move. That is not, it has no place in a neighbor conflict.
It really does.
It really, it's an abuse of the hierarchy of retaliatory stupid crimes.
Thank
it
you.
Really, and you will be receiving a ticket.
I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
Idiot of the Week.
Week, 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 week.
And thank you again. for tuning in live here at Facebook and for subscribing and downloading. We're going to say a big we thank you, and we love you to our producer, Laura. We love you.
Thank you.
It's no surprise that newsmakers try to manipulate the audience. They want you to believe that they are the one holding the line, and they'll use any trick they can to get you there. But don't let them fool you. Get unspun. I'm Amanda Sturgill. I've been a reporter, and today I teach future reporters to cut the spin and think critically about what newsmakers say. My podcast, Unspun, shows you how to know when you're being manipulated by the news. Learn to spot the tricks and how to make up your own mind about what's true. So if you're tired of being fooled by the news, subscribe to Unspun today. Unspun, because you deserve the truth.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.